CRISPR.
Yeah.
All over the news. What is CRISPR? Why should we know about it?
Yeah. CRISPR-Cas9, or just CRISPR, is a new technique that has been developed that allows us to very efficiently edit genomes. So it can be used to go into cells and actually correct genetic abnormalities. And it's very, very exciting to think about the possibility of using it for, say, gene therapy. You know, think about someone with cystic fibrosis. The problem that ends up causing them to need lung transplant and, you know, have a very, very difficult time of it in their life. The whole reason is they have this error in their cystic fibrosis genes. We can now kind of envision a future in which CRISPR could be used to repair those genes. Now, there are a lot of engineering problems to solve before we can do that in a productive way. You'd have to get the CRISPR tools into those lung cells, et cetera. But it is a huge step in that brings gene therapy one step closer in many situations. It's also a tremendous step forward in making animal models for diseases because we can, for example, accurately mimic the genetic constitution in a mouse of a human disease. It will also have important because we can do this in animals so readily. It opens the possibility of, for example, designing pigs, for example, that we would be immune tolerant to their organs, and that they wouldn't, and using CRISPR to tweak the genomes of the pig or to remove the retroviruses that are in other species to make animal organs compatible with us. These things are certainly not a reality at this point, but CRISPR will accelerate our abilities and our prospects of doing that kind of thing.
There's a huge concern with CRISPR from an ethical perspective, however, because you can imagine you could also CRISPR-Cas9 in a gene for speed or height
or skin color, right?
Exactly.
It's very scary.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess I'd be bold enough to say that almost anything that can be done will be done, whether we think it should be done or not, many of us. And there is real concern that people will use CRISPR in human embryos for enhancement. That is, somebody's saying, it's one thing to say, I don't really want to give birth to a child that has an awful disease, Tay-Sachs disease or, you know, what have you. It's a whole nother ethical dilemma and dimension to begin to say, gosh, we could make your child taller. We could make your child with a darker or lighter complexion. We could make your child with curly hair. Now, we're not there yet, okay? These kinds of traits often include many, many genes, and the technical wherewithal isn't present to do that yet. But CRISPR brings us one step closer to the notion of designer genes and designer babies, which is troubling to many people. Yeah,
I would argue it could be terrifying.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
When do you think, if you have a crystal ball, which for most of us happily is happily cloudy, when do you think that era of designer gene therapy or gene editing, more accurately, would occur?
I think in the next 2 decades, we might see the kind of technological advances that would lead, in theory, to the ability to tweak an embryo at the 1 or 2 cell stage and, quote, enhance it for various characteristics. I think the most frightening thing about that in many ways, besides all just the societal dilemmas of what should we do to, you know, what is enhancement, right? Enhancement might be different to one person or another. But to me, one of the things that's scary is the realization, the fact that nothing we have ever done in medicine is without risk of problems, right? We create problems when we use medicines. Even our best therapies, our best technologies come with baggage. When we start manipulating human embryos, we will now be visiting those errors on future generations, right? We've never had to confront this kind of situation before. And it's one thing to say to an individual, all right, you know there are risks. Do you want this medicine? And people will say, yeah, I want that medicine. But who are we to decide for generations hence, right? Future generations that, well, this is worth it, and I'm going to subject my next generations to the problems, say the unintended edits that might go with something like CRISPR use in an embryo. These are new and difficult ethical problems that, you know, we often see with powerful technologies, and we're going to have to grapple with those as we go forward.